This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello there, fantasy baseball fans. I'm Paul Williamson. This is Fantasy MLB Today, another Sports Ethos presentation. And I have quite a long list of names to get to for tomorrow's streams. So I'll be diving right into things here. I want to give a shout out to Anthony and Nathan for taking care of the podcast over the last couple of days. You'll hear Anthony again on Saturday. As always, you will hear Nathan on Wednesdays. And I definitely appreciate their help on that because I think they're doing a great job. Or helping take some stress and some work off of me so I can focus on other things. And it's been great. I think they've done a great job and I appreciate what they've done. You'll hear Anthony again on Saturday. And I will recap what Nathan told you yesterday before I get into tomorrow's streams. But first I want to give a shout out to Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the game is being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online. The game starts here. All right, y'all, like I said, we got a lot to cover today, so I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to screw around. You screw around too much and you don't get things done. Any South Park fans out there, I just dropped the shop teacher there. You screw around too much. You screw around too much. And I don't want to screw around too much because I got to get to these names and provide y'all with your pitcher streams. All right, y'all. You know, the drill, 65% and under, they'll probably be talked about as a potential stream or a fade. What league size they should be used in, we will discuss that as I go. If they're not on the list, that means you're not using them at all or they're heavily rostered. Okay, here we go. Recapping Nathan's streams from yesterday, he talked about Mackenzie Gore. Mackenzie Gore got pushed back to today, pushed back to tomorrow. So I will talk about him a little bit, but you're using him. And he called Luis Severino a slam dunk, and he pointed out how he does well against Miami Marlin hitters. He pointed out Brandon Pfaadt. So we got a couple of high roster names here for shallow leagues. They might be on your waiver wire. And Brandon Pfaadt has the Angels. Did point out a potential home run risk with him. Taj Bradley, he's worried about the matchup with Christopher Morel, but overall he likes him more than the rest of the names on the list, which include Cole Irvin, who has the Braves, who unfortunately have not been the Braves, so he is a streaming option. Lance Lynn, he pointed out as a potential option as a desperation play against the Pirates. He mentioned Michael Lorenzen, but he does call most of these guys fades, and he's swerving away from them. So Lorenzen, Luis Medina was on the list, but he likes Medina rest of season, but not using him in his lineup today. Casey Mize is risky and a desperation play, and same with Griffin Canning. Alrighty, y'all. Let's get into tomorrow's streams. We're going to start with a deep league option here, a pretty deep league option. It's Cooper Criswell. He's 7% owned. He has the Yankees, and this is a deep league, specifically head-to-head option here. If you're in a deep league and you need some volume, and when I say deep league on this one, guys, I really need to specify. It's probably around 15 to 16 teams. If you're in a 14-team league, I would probably still avoid Criswell, even if you're desperate in your head-to-heads, because I don't think the odds are all that great that he's going to get a good amount of strikeouts or get a win, but I think there's an okay chance that he gets a W, and he's a decent strikeout rate at 21.4%. He has a good chase rate. He has good extension. You know, he's kind of middling on the hard hit and exit velocities, but his weighted on base average is pretty good, and the expected weighted on base average of 306 is also pretty good, at which are both below league average numbers. And he's got a good ground ball rate. So I think there are some numbers to suggest that Cooper Criswell could potentially find some success against against the Yankees with that chase rate, with the strikeout rate where it's at. He also has a really good walk rate of only 5.5%, which does kind of help him in terms of, you know, and helps his value against the Yankees and kind of adds to the argument that it's a potential for him to do okay, which makes him a very deep league option against the Yankees. So if you're in those head-to-head only, also, I want to say that if you're in the everyday change roto league, I don't care how deep you're not using Criswell. But if you're in a deep head-to-head league and you need volume on Friday because your ERA, WHIP are fucked, then you can go with Cooper Criswell. Let's talk Zach Littell, and he gets the Braves. Braves are 27th in the league in WRC plus without Ronald Acuña in the lineup. They have been struggling. They've really been scuffling, man. So Zach Littell looks a little bit better than typical against the Braves. I still would only use these in those deep head-to-head options. I like him better than Cooper Criswell, so I can see him being used as a volume play in head-to-heads in 12-team leagues if you just need some strikeouts and a potential for a win, even though it's not all that great with the Rays against the Braves. But I do think Zach Littell could be a decent volume play. He's got a 21% strikeout rate with a 12.2 swinging strike rate, a 28.6 CSW. He does have a good chase rate. The walk rate is really, really good at 3.8%. So that's awesome. He's not going to beat himself. And the Braves have, they're struggling. Cade Povich and Albert Suarez both did work against them. So why not Zach Littell? He has slightly below average rates on exit velocity and barrel rates. The hard hit rate isn't all that great. The risk is obviously there with the Braves, and Zach Littell does kind of get hit hard sometimes, but overall, the Braves are scuffling. Zach Littell has a decent strikeout guy. He won't hurt himself with that low walk rate, so I think he can be a very good 12-team head-to-head option. I'm a little wary of him in everyday change roto leagues in 12-team formats. That's pretty risky still. I know the Braves are scuffling, and for those everyday change, daily change, roto leagues, I probably would fade him to the deeper formats. But 12-team head-to-heads, you need some volume, then I think Zach Littell can be your man. All right, let's talk Logan Allen. He is 20% owned, and he has the Blue Jays, and he is a deep league option because the Blue Jays are 25th in the league in WRC plus against lefties, and Logan Allen is a lefty, and that's about as far as the argument goes in terms of why Logan Allen can be used in deep leagues. Every other format, 12-team leagues, even head-to-head volume play, I'm not going with Logan Allen because there isn't a whole lot to like. However, because he has the matchup, I do like him in those deep league, everyday change leagues, and those roto leagues where you want a small chance at a decent start. Now, I mean, the Blue Jays are just really bad against lefties, so therefore, I think you can go with Logan Allen. Logan Allen has had success against bad offense. He went 6 innings with 2 earned against Miami recently. He went 6 innings with 0 earned against the White Sox. He did well against the Twins. So I think there is some room for success for Logan Allen. But overall, the 5.57 ERA, the 5.48 fielding independent pitching FIP is 5.49. The XFIP at 4.75. But look, the home run to fly ball ratio of 18.2% is kind of, legit because he does allow hard contact. So he does have a pretty high home run rate. But because he does allow hard contact, that home run rate will probably stay. But when you have a bad offense, deep leaguers, you can potentially use him in deep leagues, but I'm fading him overall.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Simeon Woods Richardson is probably my favorite stream tomorrow, probably, at least in terms of guys who are not very heavily rostered. He's one of my more favorite options. He's only 16% owned, and he has the Athletics. They're 23rd in WRC+, and there are a lot of numbers that I like about Simeon Woods Richardson. He has a 284 ERA with a 354 xFIP. He has a decent strikeout rate, not all that great, but 20.3% strikeout rate with good extension. He has a decent chase rate, and he does have a 5.3% walk rate, so he won't hurt himself. He does really well against bad offenses. Against Pittsburgh, he went 6 1/3 with 1 earned, 6 strikeouts. Against Seattle, 6 innings, 0 earned, 8 strikeouts. Against the White Sox, 5 innings picks, I think 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts. So look, he does well against bad offenses. He has a pretty low 7.6 home run to fly ball ratio. However, he only allows league average in terms of exit velocities and barrel rates, and he has a decent hard hit rate against them. Also, the weighted on-base average of 275 against him is pretty good. The expected WOBA weighted on-base average of 301, those are both pretty solid numbers. The line drive rate of 20.4% is slightly below league average, so that's another decent sign to Simeon Woods Richardson, especially against the Oakland Athletics. I do see him as a good stream tomorrow in 12-team leagues and beyond, everyday change leagues, daily change leagues, roto leagues, head-to-heads. Use him in 12-team leagues and beyond. I do like him a lot. All right. Let's move on to Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown, he's now a shallow league played at 56% owned, and against the Tigers, you're doing it. Let's talk a little bit about his home run luck. He has a 21.2% home run to fly ball ratio. That means that his xFIP of 372 is well below his normal ERA of 558. However, the reason why that home run to fly ball ratio, the good argument for that's going to go down, is because he has really good exit velocity, barrel rates, and hard hit rates against him. He isn't allowing very hard contact, and he has a really high home run to fly ball ratio. That tells me that Hunter Brown has been a bit unlucky, which means that the ERA is going to come down. The one thing that does still kind of scare me is the walk rate. He has a 10.7% walk rate. However, two of his last three starts, he has allowed one walk and zero walks, respectively, in two starts. He did allow three walks in six innings last time out, so that, you know, it did kind of rear its ugly head last time, but he has shown a little bit better on the command in terms of walks, so that's a good sign for his rest of season value. Overall, but the dude is a good strikeout upside arm. He has a 24.6% strikeout rate. Over his last three starts, he has 23 strikeouts and 18 innings and only 4 earned runs allowed in those starts. So I think Hunter Brown, I think he is back on the radar as a good arm. You probably want him on your roster for the rest of season because he really is starting to turn things around pretty nicely, and that home run luck is going to turn around. Let's talk Andrew Heaney. He's 12% owned, and that actually is going down. I don't know why it's going down. He needs to be added for his matchup against the Mariners. They're 21st in the league in WRC+ against lefties. They're 30th and batting average. They're 19th in slugging, so they do get a little bit of hard hit. Again, they do hit lefties kind of hard, at least harder than they do other pitchers, but 19th is not that scary. And they are also second in the league against lefties in strikeout rate, so they strike out a lot. And Andrew Heaney has decent strikeout upside. He has a 21.7% strikeout rate with an elite chase rate, a solid whiff rate. He has a 14.0% swing and strike rate with a 28.4 CSW. The swing and strike rate there is really good. The CSW is kind of meh, but it's pretty, but that's going to be just fine against the Mariners. And let's see here. He does get hit a little hard. You know, he does have a bad exit velocities and hard hit rates against him, which means that he could potentially allow some more homers. But he does do a good job at missing barrels overall. So that's, you know, so there is some good news, bad news there with the quality contact being done against him. But the exit velocities or hard hit rates are both bad. The barrel rate is okay. So, you know, there is risk there with Heaney. But against the Mariners, the odds of them making him pay for those hard hits is not all that great. I do like Heaney a good amount against the Mariners. He is definitely a 12-team stream tomorrow, especially in those head-to-heads. If you're in a head-to-head and you don't care about your ERA whip and you don't care that Heaney might have a little bit of negative regression on the home run front against the Mariners, he is going to strike out a lot of Mariners. I feel really confident in saying that he's going to get a good number of strikeouts tomorrow, which makes him a really good volume play in those head-to-heads. Okay, let's talk Max Meyer real quick. He's one of the top prospects for the Marlins, and he has the Nationals tomorrow. He is a deep league play. I need to see him do it. In AAA this year, he has a 6.75 ERA with a 5.36 FIP. That isn't all that great. The xFIP is at 3.70 because there is potential that he's had some bad home run luck, but however, I need to see it first before I plug him into my lineup. He has good prospect pedigree with a really good mid-90s fastball with an excellent slider, so he can be a speculative add. If you want to put him on your roster and see how he does, go for it. But overall, unless you're in a deep league or you really, really need some volume in your head-to-heads, I'm leaving Max Meyer on my bench. If you want a speculative add him, he's 31% rostered on Yahoo right now. So if you want to speculatively add him and see what he does, go for it. But I'm not putting him in my starting lineup, especially in daily change, roto leagues, 12 teams. I'm not doing it. If you're in a deep, deep league and you need some volume and you're in a head-to-head situation where you need some volume, I can see you using Meyer because he does have the Nationals and he does have the stuff, but I haven't seen it. The AAA numbers weren't all that great. I need to see what he does first before I call him a must-start or stream. Let's talk Sean Manaea. 25% owned. He has the Padres. The Padres are 18th in the league in WRC Plus against lefties, but that number has been improving. I remember some podcasts I've talked about the Padres being somewhere around in the low 20s in WRC Plus. They've been getting a little better, so this makes this play a little more risky than usual. I see Sean Manaea as another one of those volume plays and head-to-heads if you don't care about your ERA whip, because the Padres are a bit of a risky matchup. But look, he does have the strikeout upside with a 23.6% strikeout rate with a 12.5% swing and strike rate. But look, there is risk. He has a 9.6% walk rate. The 4.30 ERA does have a FIP against it of a 3.79. So those are some decent numbers. And he does have elite extension, and he has an average whiff rate against him. So there is some decent numbers. However, he's a fly ball pitcher that currently has a really low home run to fly ball ratio. And that kind of scares me, especially considering how his exit velocities, hard hit rates, and barrel rates are all really bad. He's a fly ball pitcher that's getting hit hard with a low home run to fly ball ratio. That's not a good formula. There is a good chance that Manaea is going to start allowing more homers, which makes him a pretty risky play. I don't really like Manaea all that much in those everyday change leagues and roto leagues, 12 teams. I'm not a big fan there. Unless you're punting ERA and whip, then I guess I can see you going with Manaea because he can get you some strikeouts. He does have that volume. He does have some appeal for volume in those head-to-heads. So if you need volume in head-to-head, go for it. But that's kind of the best scenario which I'm seeing in which you can use Manaea. Like I said in the beginning of the podcast, Mackenzie Gore is going to start tomorrow. And that's great news because he goes from the Tigers to the Marlins. Yeah, he's 64% owned. Go pick this motherfucker up right now. What are you doing? Why am I talking about Mackenzie Gore again? What happened? Go pick him up. I don't want to talk about Mackenzie Gore as a streamer ever again. He's got the Marlins. Go get him. All right. Jordan Wicks. Significantly less owned, at 3% owned, and he has the Cardinals, who are 27th in the league in WRC plus against lefties. I really like Wicks. He's the fifth prospect for the Cubs, and he's done well this year. He's a 4.44 ERA with a very nice 3.23 fielding independent pitching, or FIP. The xFIP is a little high at 3.79. However, he does have decent barrel exit velocity and hard hit rates against him, so it's not like he's allowing a ton of hard contact, but he is around league average, so there is some hard contact there, so there's not like there is zero risk with Wicks. But against the Cardinals, who are 27th in WRC plus, you can go with it. He has really good strikeout upside at 24.8% with good whiff rates, excellent chase rate, a 14.5 swinging strike rate. I really like Jordan Wicks against the Cardinals tomorrow. But look, there is some issue with him. He has only gone over five innings once this year. He's been a very inefficient pitcher with a 1.48 whip. So, you know, there isn't a great chance that he goes the full five and gets you a win. He's only gone the full five once. But he is getting 90 to 100 pitches and outings. But because he's so inefficient, he can't quite get to five innings. So that is the downside with Jordan Wicks. So it's not like a surefire dub, but when you got the matchup and you got a really good strikeout upside like he does, I can see this being a very, very good, very, very good play. Also, you might see him on a pickups article soon on Fantasy Sport, on Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball. Make sure you're checking out the Ethos Fantasy BB for all of our content throughout the week. I'm pretty sure you're going to see Jordan Wicks on one of our pickup articles at some point because he does have a low rostership rate. He's got some decent numbers.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, let's talk Ryan Nelson. And this is a deep league play because of the matchups. Just real quick, nothing for Ryan Nelson looks good, which is unfortunate. I thought he might have done better this year, but things aren't looking all that great for him so far. But he has the White Sox, and he's 3% owned. So if you want to stream him in deeper leagues, go for it. But this is just purely based on the matchup, and that's it. I don't really have a lot of really good arguments to be made as to why Ryan Nelson himself adds any merit to the argument that he should be streamed. It's because he has the White Sox and they suck. So you can go with Ryan Nelson if you need some head-to-head volume, especially in deep leagues, everyday change leagues, daily change roto leagues. I'm saving this play for deep leagues, but if you're in a 12-team head-to-head situation where you really, really need some volume, the White Sox suck enough where you can roll the dice on Nelson and hopefully get you some counting stats. Let's talk Ryan Feltner. and it's another deep league option. He is 2% owned against the Pirates. But look, he has a 4.574 ERA, which is backed up with a fielding independent pitching, a FIP of 405, a 403 XFIP. He doesn't have a great strikeout upside, a 19.2% strikeout rate, with just an average chase rate, an average-ish whiff rate, an 11.6% swinging strike rate, which is okay, but overall uninspiring. He has a 6.2% walk rate, so that's pretty good. So that means he's not going to hurt himself. And he does have the Pirates. The Pirates are a pretty bad offense. He does well against bad offenses. At least he has recently. He went 5 1/3 against the Cardinals with 0 earned and 7 strikeouts. He went 6 innings of scoreless ball against the Athletics with 6 strikeouts. So Feltner does have a history of success against bad offenses. So in deep league, everyday, daily change, roto leagues, I will go with him in those deeper leagues. In 12-team head-to-heads, if you need the volume, go for it. You can roll the dice here on him. Again, if you just need the volume, if you care about your ERA or WHIP at all, I'm not going with him in those head-to-heads. He's too risky. However, if you need the volume, I can see you rolling with Feltner in 12-teamers, but that's really the only situation in 12 teams in which I would use Feltner. I'm fading him for every other type of 12-team situation, especially those daily change roto leagues. But those deeper leagues, I'm using him in both head-to-heads and rotos. Finally, at the very end of the rope, we got Matt Waldron. I called him Knuckle Matty. I hate that he has the Mets, because I really like what Matt Waldron has done this year. And unfortunately, though, he is a fade because he has the Mets, as Nathan and Anthony discussed with the Braxton Garrett fade. The Mets are just on a tear right now. They're 7th in the league in WRC Plus against they're 7th in the league in WRC Plus in the last 30 days. 7th in the last 30 days. They're on a heater that makes Matt Waldron a 12-team fade in those daily change roto leagues. I think he can be a decent volume play in those head-to-head matchups in 12 teams and beyond because he does have some good numbers. He has a 3.76 ERA backed up with that FIP of 3.26. He has a 23.7% strikeout rate. However, he doesn't have a very good chase whiff or swinging strat rate. He gets it all based on called strikes, which, you know, for a knuckleballer, you can kind of understand. It's not the greatest in terms of saying absolutely that strikeout rate is going to be there for the rest of the season. And that's kind of iffy with the chase and the whiff and the swinging strike rate being as low as they are. I don't know how sustainable that strikeout rate can be. But he does have a good walk rate at 7.2%. He is missing barrels. He doesn't allow a good exit velocity or hard hit rates. He's been allowing weak contact all year. In 6 straight starts, he's gone at least 5 innings and has allowed 2 earned runs or less. So Waldron is on a hot streak right now. Unfortunately, he's facing a good offense, so I would fade him in those 12-team everyday daily change roto leagues. But in those head-to-heads, if you need volume, in rotos, if you're punting ERA or WHIP, I will roll with Waldron in those scenarios because I think he can provide you with some good counting stats with a good strikeout upside. The Padres against the Mets, that's a meh, okay win chance, I guess. It's the win chances, I guess, is non-zero. There's a chance he can get a win. So I can see you using him and for in a volume play situation in those 12-team head-to-heads. But if you care about your ERA WHIP, I am fading him in 12 teams. And everyday daily change, I'm only using him in deeper leagues. But like I said, he can be a good volume play in those head-to-heads. Alrighty, y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining me. I hope this information helps y'all. Be sure to check me out on Twitter at PaulW_34, at PaulW_34. Make sure you follow me there. Follow at EthosFantasyBB, at EthosFantasyBB, to check out those pickup articles, the weather information, the FOB runs. We got them all there for you. Check out what we're doing on the football site, Ethos Fantasy NFL. That's at Ethos Fantasy NFL. Check out all the work they're doing over there. We got those team previews happening. The NBA divisions getting ready for the NBA draft, so go check that out. We got prospect profiles coming out. That's at Ethos Fantasy NBA. Y'all, this episode has been brought to you by Bet Online. Thank y'all so much for joining me. You have a great day.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.